struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okie dokie, we got second date update on the 20s. Do not Reeves this one, Fat Joe.
Take the blue pill and I'll tell you about how this date went. Take the red pill, gonna be soft.
What?
Are you gonna follow the rabbit?
Yes,
come down the hall, bro. Get you,
buddy. We got Keanu on the line. Good morning, brother Keanu.
What's up, cousin?
Everybody's your cousin.
We're doing good. So what, you took the red pill or the blue pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the blue pill, you know, otherwise you're gonna be walking around pitch tent.
Beep. Oh yeah, but that's the one, but hard that one.
Empty, I'm about to turn just to let you know if you want to take a step back because it may hit you.
The Morpheus is about to come out. Yeah. Watch out.
I appreciate the heads up, no pun intended.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I like that.
All right, go ahead, Keanu. Tell us about your date. What happened? What'd y'all do?
So I met this girl on Instagram. Her name's Erin. And we went on a drive up towards the North Shore because we were going to go kayaking, right? So on the way up, we stopped off at a shrimp truck. She was really hungry. Had a little lunch. Drove up to this nice spot I know. We went kayaking. Had a nice drive back in the car and dropped her off. I mean, there was no kiss or anything at the end, which I was a little bit disappointed. It was a nice date. I had a good time. I thought she had a good time, so I don't know what's up.
I feel like we had this conversation recently. So you guys, on the way to the North Shore, you went to like a shrimp truck like Giovanni's or whatever it's called.
Right.
And they're all garlic shrimp.
Oh,
you know I'm playing with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I want to be sure that both of you ate the garlic shrimp.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I was on a date and I was the only one that ate garlic.
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
gross.
We're kayaking after that, which is
sweating.
A lot of cardio exercise. And especially if I'm in the back of the kayak and I'm over here breathing garlic down her neck, like, oh, so beautiful. See Rabbit Island. Follow the rabbit down the hole. She's like, I don't need a red pill or a blue pill. I need you to take some Listerine pills.
Yes, maybe that would explain the no kiss at the end of the date.
Well, the lack of kiss at the end of the date. Because vice versa, bro. If she's eating garlic and I'm not eating garlic, I'm going to be like, you're going to have to wait to the next one. And that's bearing in mind she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I avoided the garlic. It was the first date. I didn't want to go there. And honestly, I don't remember. She did. I didn't smell it. So that's good, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, did she smell it on you? Is my question. Because you're the one calling us, first of all. So. No? Yeah?
Yeah. No.
All right. Keanu, what was the girl's name again? I'm sorry.
Her name was Erin.
Erin. Okay, we're going to give Erin a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line, if you could. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Yeah,
that sounds great. Thank you.
See if you got that garlic shrimp breath.
Yeah.
It's not garlic shrimp breath. It's garlic shrimp breath.
Shrimp.
Yeah, it's kind of like our dank jelly beans. Yeah, it ain't stink jelly beans. It's dank jelly beans. Garlic shrimp breath.
Shrimp breath.
All right, here we go.
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Erin?
This is her.
Hey, Erin, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
That's it.
We got MJ.
Hey.
Erin Brockovich in the house.
Oh, yeah. That's damn right. Somebody put something in the water so I can make millions of dollars off the lawsuit.
That's right. That's not how to move it?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember it.
There was poison in the, I want to say it was in the water.
Yeah.
And then everyone started getting sick, and then people were
cancers,
started families, and it was really sad. And then Erin Brockovich wasn't even an attorney yet.
No.
I believe she was either a legal assistant or a paralegal.
Yeah.
And she assisted the attorney in getting all the research, and it was like basically small law firm against big corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And looked like they weren't going to win because big corporation can afford big law firm.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they ended up taking down the man.
The man.
And for the benefit of the family.
Yeah, Julia Roberts and Oliver Lips.
That's right, bro. Even in that one, her tots were popping out.
Oh,
just
Pretty
Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Oh,
yeah. Julia Roberts, she would get it.
Well, she got those DSLs, bro.
Yeah. I don't DSL or not. Hey, Erin, how are you, by the way?
Yeah.
Would Erin Brockovich get it? Erin, you let us know. Hey, Erin, I'm so sorry. We're on the air right now. You wouldn't guess by our last conversation.
Right.
I'm so confused right now. I actually really love your guys' show.
Oh, cool. So would Julie Roberts get it or what? What do you think? She get DSLs or? Even at this age, bro, she would get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I finish my thought? Aaron, we're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Julia, no, I'm joking. Oh, we're calling about this guy you met on Instagram. Y'all went to the North Shore, stopped off at one of the garlic shrimp trucks on the way to kayaking, had a great time kayaking. Then he dropped you off at home. Mm-hmm. Haven't gotten back to him since. I think that narrows it down. You know what we're calling about?
Yeah, I do, actually. Keanu.
Yes. That's one. So, what happened? Are we missing anything there? That's pretty much the gist of what we got.
So, just first, I have to tell you that I'm incredibly shy. This is incredibly awkward for me to have this conversation.
So, if that's the case, so Julia Roberts, she would get it. Yeah, yeah. What do you think? What about you, MJ? Would Julia Roberts get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Definitely. Okay, good. I don't feel like such a perv now. Yeah. Even now. She looks good now.
Yeah.
You think her husband's hot?
No.
I think he's good looking, unfortunately. I don't know.
Something Roberts.
Roberts. Yes, he took Julia's name. Yeah, that's right. Actually, if I were married to Julia Roberts, I'd be Keola Roberts.
That's right, right.
I'd be Keola Michael Roberts. That's right. Okay, so I know you're shy, but no shame. I mean, there's obviously something that went down, right?
Yeah, so like we decided to go to the North Shore. He picked me up and we stopped at one of those shrimp trucks. And I had to pee really bad, so there's no other option other than a porta potty, which is nobody's favorite place to be.
Oh, hell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to wash your hands.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question for women, because men, we got to worry about splashback, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you go porta potty, the worst thing to ever happen is when that blue water come near you, especially when you see all the toilet paper and doo-doo in there.
So you're disgusting.
Like, oh. Even when you try to pee, and you're like jumping back.
Oh. Women hover. We're hovers. Yeah.
Okay, but does it come down with the PSI, the pressure?
I don't think so.
To where you get splashback on your okole?
It was so far down. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are usually a deep hole, yeah.
Yeah.
I get out of the porta potty and I go sit down with him and he's like, I have to go number two, which TMI, but whatever.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, just so you know, there's no way to wash your hands. He just went anyway because he was like, I really have to go, which I totally get it. So he comes back and I'm watching him eat his food. There was poo. There was 1,000% poo on his hand. And I just kept watching.
Ooh.
And he was like slurping on his fingers. And licking the sauce off.
Oh, wait, he had his own doo-doo on his hands.
Ew.
It was bad, but the way he was sucking his fingers, too.
Extra flavor, bro. That's good.
Oh my God. On top of that, it's shrimp, boss. So you kind of have to use your fingers, especially when you get down to the tail part to get that last little piece that's covered by the shell that's connected to the tail. Because I'm Pocky, you got to eat the whole shrimp, bro. You can't leave that little end.
Oh, no, that's
you
got to
squeeze right where the thing meets the tail, the shell.
Oh,
they had doo-doo on there.
Doo-doo shrimp.
But, like, I try to give him a napkin. I'm like, oh, here you go. Like, maybe he would see it, whatever. He doesn't. He wiped his face instead. I was really disgusted. So then we left there, and we rented kayaks. He said he had to go to the bathroom again. So obviously he was having, like, some type of bathroom issue.
Yeah, he's having some kind of GI problems, gastrointestinal issues going on at the time. G-I-I.
Yes, sir.
So then he had to go really bad from the kayak, and he literally got into the water and went straight. I mean, the water was brown, and I was just so...
Chocolate milk came out of that one, man.
He chummed the water.
I was so grossed out. It was just such a turnoff. Like, I couldn't.
Of course.
You know, like, after all that, he took me home and tried to kiss me. I just wanted to gag.
I've been with a friend who's chummed the water before, if we're going to call it that.
No. I've chummed the water before.
I've never chummed the water. You chummed the water.
I've never done
like,
that,
like, full-on chum. Like, I've let out a little chum, like a shark chum.
Oh, wait. I went Sandy's one time, and I had to drop a deuce in the water.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. You swam all the way out past the break.
Yeah,
and just floated.
You gotta go, man. You gotta go, man.
Past the break.
Was it a floater?
It wasn't muddy water, though. It was just like, you know,
Snickers
bars.
Was it a floater?
You had floaters.
Yeah, floaters. The fish enjoyed it.
The thing that I'm trying to get at is, you know, if you're kayaking, it's not exactly very choppy waters, which means I can't imagine there being a lot of, like...
Movement,
You're just kind of sitting in your own doo-doo. And then you gotta swim a little bit, and then you gotta go underwater where it's not chummed. You know, gotta get a rinse. Then you get back on. I just feel like once you get a coating, of the chum, it's so on there. Nasty. You know what I mean? And then you gotta hop in the car with the guy that you know is choated in his own doo doo water.
Yes.
It was really bad.
If it wasn't, I already made it worse for you. Yes. All those images.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Aaron, Keanu's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Well, Keanu, I say this from time to time. We all say this from time to time. I don't know how it is that you don't know why she didn't call you back.
Yeah, you took the doo-doo pill that day.
Bro, you had doo-doo coated skin.
Okay. Well, wait. In my defense, I didn't realize it was on my hand. And once I did, you know, I did something, but I didn't know she knew.
Right? Oh, you're talking about, I totally forgot about the garlic shrimp.
Yeah, that's right,
I was actually going to ask that. Was that doo-doo or was that something else?
If I said no, would you believe me?
No.
Absolutely not.
But here's the thing. The other part, though, that's not my fault. I had to
I hear you.
It happens.
The shrimp was clearly bad, okay? I mean, it was like, get out of the kayak and get in the water or... You know, I'm not going to do it in the kayak. And I know a lot of people. I'm not the first person to muddy the fish tank, so to speak. You know what I mean? I had to go.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know anybody that's chummed the water on the first date after chumming themselves while eating garlic shrimp.
I mean, it's better than, like, you know, your pants, right? I had to get out of the kayak. What else am I going to do? I had to go. Like,
When in doubt, jump in the water and take a
what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's
my question. You know, the more alarming thing to me that I'm really worried about here, Keanu, is when you're back at the shrimp truck and you went bathroom, you came out, you didn't realize that you had some rocky road on your fingers,
right.
When is it that you realize, oh my God, I just ate some of my own with garlic shrimp? Like, was it the taste? Did you visually see it? And you're like, oh my God.
Okay, wait. I mean, I don't think I actually, like, ate it or whatever, but...
You sucked it off your fingers, I believe, is what Aaron was saying.
That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, maybe. Listen, I used the hand sanitizer again, and I thought I was kind of cool about it. I didn't think she noticed, but I, oh, God, I'm so f***ing embarrassed, man.
Lucky you never get half-footed mouth, bro.
You're going to get pink mouth, not pink eye.
Yeah.
Aaron, you said it too. I mean, it's a porta potty, right? It's like you don't want to be there, but you got to go. You got to go. So you just deal with the circumstances. Right?
That also doesn't mean that after you're done wiping and cleaning off that you don't look at your hands and be like, okay, there's a little bit of residual. I see some melted Nestle's Crunch along my thumb line.
It wasn't like I knew. I thought, I'm just going to leave that there. Go eat some shrimp or whatever. I mean, I didn't know.
You should have been checked, though.
Well, I mean, I did when I was in there, but it's dark. I mean, it's a porta potty. It's not like it's real well lit.
Well, that's where you go back to the truck and be like, can I buy a cup of water?
I mean, in hindsight, but I didn't know. It's not like I knew and I'm just some kind of pig, like, yeah, whatever. And then.
It is really. This is the best shrimp I ever had. It's a little nutty. It's got some texture in this shrimp. Did they put some walnuts in there? Are those chestnuts? This is delicious.
What is this, corn?
I know. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but like in my defense, I did not know. I really didn't. Aaron, you got to believe that. I didn't know. Like, if I had known, obviously I would have done something about it.
Yeah, I don't know any adult that would be like, I eat my own shit all the time.
Yeah, but I just want a little water, no problem. Just pick them off.
You're going to make some prawns. All right, cool. Could you rub a little of my dookie on there?
That's the
way
flavor.
I eat mine. It's like a Thai peanut sauce, you know, with the spring rolls. It's so delicious. Well, Aaron, you know what? Keanu, I do believe him. He had no idea.
Yeah.
And this is in regards to, like, having some melted Nestle's Crunch on his, I'm assuming, thumb line when he was wiping. kind of hard if you don't know. How do you fault someone for not knowing? And in regards to, like, the kayak experience and him, as we're putting it, chumming the water, you know, when nature calls.
But
it was their first date. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
what
he's just two options,
right?
Time.
Like Keanu said, either you poop the kayak or you go in the water and you poop over there. I probably would have jumped in the water, swam to the back of the kayak, pushed her as hard as I could and then go ahead and chug the water.
Right.
Me personally. But at the same time, having not been in that situation, easy to say in retrospect.
That's
right? So, Aaron.
I get it, but it was our first date. I'll never be able to get the image out, and I think it's just for the best that we just don't.
Oh.
The shrimp was bad. What was I supposed to do?
Maybe you ate the poop on your hand that made it bad.
Dude, if you eat your own doodoo by accident.
I don't know.
It's a good question right there.
That is.
Yeah.
You know, if I eat my own doodoo, does
That's
it give
right.
me the doodoo?
I'll look it up.
Right?
Yeah. I eat my own Rhea. Give me the Rhea's.
What?
I'll be sure to
Google
that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What? Bro, you got bigger issues.
Yeah.
You better eat a healthy dose of penicillin,
man. Blowtorch, bro. Yeah.